Welcome back to Success is Not Luck with our next episode, which is also available as a video on YouTube. I'll link the channel again in the show notes. And just a reminder, there will soon be more videos on this channel that won't appear as a podcast. Therefore, it's worth clicking there and subscribing so you get notified. Let's continue with our myths on the topic of time management, analogous to our wonderful menu in the Star restaurant. And we have reached the fourth course, a small intermediate course with a light dish that whets the appetite for more. And that's exactly how our story today is structured. In a modern office building in the heart of the city is the company Schnell und Sicher GmbH. Yes, I thought long and hard about what it's called. This company is known for its high-quality services and products, but also for its stressful and demanding work culture. Each employee lives by the motto, get everything done immediately. And that's exactly how the boss wants it. He walks through the rows in the morning and says, our motto, get everything done immediately, leave nothing undone. That's dein Ding Mao. We are the fastest, we are the best. And that naturally leads to a constant atmosphere of haste, yes, and also a bit of being overwhelmed. The employees of Schnell und Sicher GmbH are therefore often exhausted and feel as if they are constantly fighting against time and the flood of tasks. And the pressure to complete every task immediately also occasionally leads to mistakes and a general feeling of dissatisfaction. The final result is still somewhat acceptable and the wages are high and paid on time. In that respect, it is often tolerated. It could also be a consulting firm. Yes, but the result is not perfect. And the boss of the company, Mr. Meyer, eventually notices that productivity is declining despite his slogan and that employees are getting sick more often. At first, he continues to say, you have to work faster, you have to get things done even faster, even more of them. Yes, but it only puts more pressure on the employees. And that is exactly our myth for today. Yeah. This myth, you can only be productive if you complete every task immediately. And we'll take a look at why it's not always sensible to react to everything immediately and which strategies can help you manage your time better. And the thought that every task must be completed immediately often comes from the desire to avoid postponing anything, to prevent procrastination or delay, and to be able to check everything off quickly. But this urge can also easily overwhelm us and, in the end, significantly impair our productivity as we constantly feel under pressure. Instead of tackling every task immediately, it is therefore even more important to set priorities. And I have already introduced you to a super effective method for this in episode 8, namely the Eisenhower Matrix. And if you don't quite remember that, then I recommend you definitely listen to episode 8 of the podcast again after this episode about the Eisenhower Matrix, because it divides tasks into four categories: urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. And this classification helps you focus on the truly important tasks and to delegate or complete the unimportant ones later, or to eliminate them. There is another method, which is the so-called ABC analysis. We haven't covered that in our format yet. You categorize the tasks according to their importance and complete them in a certain order. And if you would like to have the format or this method explained in full and in detail, feel free to leave me a comment below this episode and I will be very, very happy to make one on that. It is therefore crucial to distinguish not only between urgent and important, but also between long-term and short-term tasks. Not everything needs to be done immediately, especially when it involves long-term projects or goals. So plan your tasks in a way that you maintain an overview of the big picture and at the same time Take small, manageable steps daily, and that ensures continuous progress without overload. Yes, and Mr. Meyer also realized he needs support and invited an experienced coach to his company. The coach was known for his ability to help companies optimize work processes and improve employee well-being. And when he arrived, also zu reisen, he first had conversations with the employees, looked at everything closely, and of course very quickly learned the company's slogan, Tarasis, get everything done immediately. Then he gathered the entire team in the large conference room and gave a short speech saying, dear employees of Schnell und Sicher GmbH, I see you all work very hard and do your best. And your boss, of course, says it can be even more, it can go even faster. But now I want to introduce you to a new perspective that can help you work not only more effectively, but also more contentedly and a bit more gently. And then he presented them with the Eisenhower Matrix with the four categories. And the employees looked at it with interest, especially when the coach then started to categorize examples from his own life and daily routine and also explained to them that this is not just a method that works well in the company and at work, but also in everyday life and even in leisure time. Not every task needs to be completed immediately, he emphasizes, which is completely at odds with Mr. Meyer, who is already shifting slightly restlessly in his seat at the back. Some things can wait or be delegated, while others require full attention. He also introduced the ABC analysis and how to integrate these techniques into everyday life. Ja, und dann ein Die-Kai. He also emphasized again that it is important to keep an overview of the long-term goals and that one should take small steps every day to achieve them. And contrary to Mr. Meyer's saying, Heuer tien son die an jain. Mr. Meyer and the company agreed. Okay, we won't do every task that comes up immediately, but we'll try this method for a while. And after a few weeks, Mr. Meyer surprisingly found that the working atmosphere in the company had improved and that more output was produced, even though not everything was done immediately. A number of errors decreased and overall satisfaction increased in parallel. Yes, and everyone was not only more satisfied, but actually more productive at the same time. The employees in our little story were now very satisfied, and if you also want to make me as a listener satisfied, I have a great idea for you. Share this episode and leave a thumbs up on YouTube and a 5-star rating on the podcast. And feel free to leave me hints, comments, and also ideas for further episodes in the comments below. And let me know if you like this short format we've been doing for a few episodes now, or if you have any other wishes. Our format is called Success is Not Luck, but always remember, today is a good day to be happy. We'll hear each other in the next episode.